So congratulations to the All-Stars Award, Mr. Meyer. What does this award mean to you?
Well, I'm honored to receive this award, and it means a great deal to me because I've built all over the world, but one of my favorite places where I've been very fortunate to have designed buildings, beginning with a museum in Frankfurt in 1978 or 9.
Okay.
And then continuing to work there in Ulm and in Baden-Baden, which was one of my favorite places, because when my mother was a very young girl, her father took her on a trip through Germany, and they stayed at the hotel in Baden-Baden, right across the stream from the Bertha Museum.
Ah, okay, that's nice. So the Museum Frieda Bertha, the collection Bertha Museum, is still something special for you.
Yes. Well, it's special because of my mother's original visit to Baden-Baden, and also because Frieda Bertha was an exceptional man. It was a great pleasure to be able to work with him on the design of the museum. And he knew exactly what he wanted in terms of art and his collection, which was a fantastic collection.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
But he didn't have any preconceived ideas in terms of the museum. And he said, "Richard, you design it, and I'll put my paintings in it."
That's wonderful. The people in Baden-Baden love the museum. It's a landmark, and it still inspires other architects. What was your main goal with the project?
I'm sorry?
What was your main goal with the project?
Well, you know, it's sort of, the museum is almost in the center of the city of Baden-Baden. You could walk there from almost any place. People come, they spend time, and they appreciate the quality of the spaces, and they really look at the art that's there because of the quality of light and the way in which the art relates to the interior spaces of the museum.
Okay. So you realized fantastic projects all over the world. You built all over the world. Which one is your all-time favorite? Or
That's a hard question to answer, because whenever I go back to a building which we've done years and years ago, it gives me great pleasure. But ultimately, I guess the Getty Museum in Los Angeles is, if I had to pick one,
yes,
is my favorite, because thousands and thousands of people go there all the time. And people don't just go there once. They go there many, many times. They go, and sometimes people say to me, "Oh, I love the Getty, but I didn't have time to go into the museum. I just walked around." So that's a compliment. I want them to go to the museum, but they just love the place and they love to spend time there.
Okay. When people talk about architecture, it's often just about aesthetics. People look at a building and say, "Nice," or maybe not. But from your perspective, as one of the most famous architects in the world, what is good architecture and what is not?
you know, that's a good architecture is one, is a building that relates to its place, that is at home with its location, and which enhances the place in which it's built. It gives something back to the people, not only who live there, but who come and visit there. And I think that's very important, that it's not a thing unto itself. It's a something which is related to people, and the people, you don't know who the people are. They come from all over.
Yeah.
So it has to relate to human scale, and that's very important.
But how do you plan this? How do you manage this? If you don't know the people who will come to this building, how can you imagine that a building will give something back to the people?
Well,
what's the clue?
It has to do with the quality of space.
Yes.
With the way in which you move through the building, and the way in which you see things, and the way in which the building gives you a certain enlightenment about what it is and where it is, and the quality of human scale that people feel comfortable with.
Okay. You are called the master of light. Why is light so important for you?
Well, light is life, you know. Without light, you know, we can't see what's around us. And the light is always changing. You know, you can see it the time of day, different times of the season, and the buildings, the architecture, should reflect the light and enhance one's understanding about what's around it, so that it reflects nature and refracts nature. And the light changes from season to season, and it enables people to understand that change and to visualize how things are different at different times of the year.
Okay. And what drives you when starting a project? How do you begin a new project?
Well, we first look at where it is.
Okay.
And what's around it.
Okay.
And how it relates to what's around it. That it's not just something abstract, you know. It has to be a part of its environment. And I think that's how we begin to understand what it can be.
Okay. My friend Jürgen Grossmann often acts as if he would build for himself. He says, when you do this perspective as an architect, you will never build an awful building.
I'm sorry?
My friend Jürgen Grossmann often acts as if he would build the building for him own, for his own portfolio, because he says, when building for my own, I will never do something bad.
Well, building for your own is very difficult. It's not it's the hardest thing.
Okay. Has your views of architecture changed in recent years?
For me, that's a hard question to answer, because there's certain things, certain principles that have existed from the very beginning. The quality of light, the way light comes into the spaces, the relationship between the building and its location, how the site influences the architecture. So these have always been a part of the work that we do, and that hasn't changed.
Okay. Quite a lot of your buildings are white. What does the color do to the people?
Well, the white is never only white. You know, if we look around us, the white reflects color, so that the whiteness changes with the color of nature, and it reflects and refracts that color. And I think it lets us appreciate more clearly the changes of color of the day and the changes of how people look, what they're wearing. Whiteness, you know, sort of helps us see more clearly.
Okay. That's nice. Mr. Grossman calls you the most important museum architect in the world. What is it that fascinates you about museums?
Well, a museum is a public place. It's a place where people come, they look at works of art, they have a one-to-one experience with works of art, but they also relate to other people who come there. And it's a kind of coming together of people, you know, who may be very different, but who have a shared experience. And the museum creates a place for that shared experience.
You built more buildings in Germany than anywhere else outside the US. What is it that draws you to Germany? Is it your family?
Well, in part that, my family on both sides, of my father's side, my mother's, all came from Germany. But I think that more than that, I think there's an appreciation for architecture in Germany, more so than most other places. And people not only appreciate architecture, but they value it. They go and look at architecture. You know, they're interested,
yes,
in seeing, and I think that's unique.
Okay, that's nice. Your buildings have a timeless quality, a simple elegance that strips back everything that's unnecessary and focuses on what's important. It's easy to imagine people still walking around them and marveling at them in, I don't know, 100 years time. And way beyond that, how does one build for eternity?
Well, it's good for people to appreciate architecture. You know, people appreciate art, they appreciate music, they appreciate all kinds of things. But when you ask people, you know, what do you like to do? They don't say, I like to go and look at architecture. But they do. When they travel, when people travel, what do? They look at the buildings. They,
yes,
look at the architecture.
Yeah. Especially in New York,
yeah,
sure.
Everywhere. You know, that's what interests them. And that's what gives them an understanding of the culture where they're visiting.
What is architecture for you, art or craftsmanship?
I'm sorry?
What is architecture for you, art or craftsmanship?
No, it's both. I mean, the art of architecture depends on craftsmanship. That's just part of it. It's not the end of it. The art of architecture is about making space, and for that, you need craftsmen to do the work.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Meyer. Thank you. It was great.